National News.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the June 24th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. With the Olympic Games opening ceremony now 29 days away, Somalia is set to send its first female taekwondo athlete to the Tokyo Games. Munira Warsame was born in Britain, where her parents escaped conflict back home, but returned to Somalia to fight as a taekwondo champion. Mohamed Kaia reports from Mogadishu.
No athlete representing Somalia has ever won a medal at the Olympics. But 20-year-old Munira Warsame is working hard to be the first when she competes at 2021 Summer Games in Tokyo, Japan. The taekwondo athlete was born in Britain after her parents fled the violence in Somalia. Warsame says flying the flag of her home country in Japan will be a proud moment.
Feelings about representing my country in Olympics for the first time is unreal, as I've dreamed about this my whole life, since literally the age of six when I first started taekwondo. And also, it's such an exciting experience. And lastly, I feel so honored to be representing my home country for my first ever Olympics, and inshallah, I do myself and my country proud.
According to Somali Olympics Committee, at least six athletes will represent the country in Tokyo in three categories: taekwondo, boxing, track and field. Taekwondo coach Rudley Ricardo says his team is very prepared despite financial challenges they encounter.
The potential of the Somali national team is looking quite bright and promising. I believe we have a small but strong current team with up-and-coming young team members. And inshallah, we'll be able to see much more results in future competitions. The only restraints we have is funding to allow the athletes valuable ring time at more competitions and training camps.
Taekwondo is not a well-known sport in Somalia, but the federation says it's conducting an awareness campaign in the country, especially in schools, to find more capable athletes like Munira who can represent their country in international competitions. Ahmed Issa is the vice president of Somali Taekwondo Federation.
Somali Taekwondo Federation are planning to recruit more youth to take sports, especially universities and colleges and schools. We try to do training sessions, free training sessions, and hire special coaches from international level. So people are really interested to be part of taekwondo sport.
More than 11,000 athletes from around the world are expected to participate in Tokyo Games, which were rescheduled from last year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Mohamed Kahir for VOA News in Mogadishu, Somalia.
Yes, sporty greetings. This is three-time Olympian and Beijing 2008 Olympic medalist Chika Chukwumerijie. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you.
Thank you, Chika. Chika coaches the Nigerian Elizabeth Iheanacho, another female taekwondo athlete who will compete at the Tokyo Olympics. 4 days ago, the 22-year-old Iheanacho defeated Denmark's Anderson Jesmin in the finals of the women's 67-kilogram weight class to win the gold medal at the World Taekwondo G2 Beirut Open in Lebanon. Elizabeth also won a bronze medal at the 2019 All-Africa Games in Rabat, Morocco. She is the first Nigerian female taekwondo athlete to qualify for the Olympics since Prince Dudu at the 2004 Athens Games. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Tokyo-bound Elizabeth Iheanacho said she's delighted with her recent performance in Beirut.
I'm glad that I won the gold. At least the hard work is paying off, and it shows that I'm making great improvement, and that's a big booster for me. The preparation was indeed helpful. Although it's my last competition, I wish I had a lot more other competitions before this one. But I'm still grateful I got at least 3 competitions before the Olympics. And this one really helped me to boost my confidence.
How did your matches at the Beirut Open boost your confidence?
It increased my confidence because I fought in the different kind of atmosphere. Like, I've not really met the Asians, so it gave me insight of how they fought or how they fight. So it really helped me to study their kind of fight, and I'm glad I got the chance to fight at Beirut.
Can you give an update on your general preparations for the Tokyo Games and how it's been so far?
Yes, it has been very helpful to we hosting the camps and inviting coaches from other clubs to come help. It has really helped my development, because I've learned a lot from other coaches like Coach Jamilu and Coach Kalila that came around. They really taught me how to use my hip flexion a lot. And Coach Victor also came and had to show me some, how to make me understand to lose myself when I'm fighting, so that I won't be so nervous. I'll be confident. So the camping and everybody that came around have really helped me. But to the national teammates that also came around to fight, in fact, the program has really been helpful.
Can you tell Sunnyside of Sports listeners your chances at the Tokyo Games?
My chances at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, I'm feeling positive because I really want to be on the podium, and I know I'm the least ranked in my weight. I'm like 96 in the world, and I'm going to be meeting tough opponents, so each fight is going to be a fight. But I'm working hard, and I'm positive I'm going to get a medal.
That's Nigerian taekwondo athlete Elizabeth Iheanacho, who will make her first Olympic appearance at the Tokyo Games next month. And Elizabeth spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Abuja, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Elizabeth Iheanacho, a Nigerian taekwondo athlete. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, Elizabeth. And good luck at the Tokyo Olympics.
Hi, I'm Kim Lewis, moderator for Issues in the News. Join me and a panel of journalists as we discuss the latest top stories of the week, including the status of a major voting rights bill in the U.S. that Democrats say aims to protect voters' rights and increase election security. Republicans argue elections should be left to the states, not the federal government. Listen to Issues in the News this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Thanks, Kim. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Like taekwondo athletes Elizabeth Iheanacho and Munira Warsame, Ugandan boxer Catherine Nanzuri is another young African woman training for her first Olympics. In fact, Catherine will be Uganda's first female boxer ever at the Olympics. She says she wants to win a medal to inspire other women to participate in the male-dominated sport. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, Magume Davis Rakawinge in Kampala tells us more. Sporty greetings, Magume!
Sporty greetings to you, Sunny. Ugandan female boxer Catherine Nanzuri spars with national female coach Shakila Mukungu at East Coast Boxing Gym in Nagulu, a Kampala suburb.
Okay. Nice. Move. Down. Down. Right. Up. Down. Hook. Fire. Uppercut. Reset. Two. Up. That ball. Uppercut. Move.
The 21-year-old Nanzuri will be the first female boxer to represent Uganda at the world stage, the Olympics. Nanzuri qualified as the top fighter in the flyweight category from Africa with 200 points, having fought her way to the semifinals at the African qualifiers in Dakar, Senegal in 2020. The initial qualifiers in France were cancelled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Nanzuri says it was not easy to join the game of boxing. Most at times, she had to juggle with household chores, school and work. But the most challenge was that her parents were not approval of her to enter the boxing ring.
My dad, when he knew that I was in boxing, he told me, how dare you join boxing? Because it's a male sport. Who's going to marry you? Because as you know, who's going to marry you? Your face, they're going to knock you out. You will lose your teeth. So I said, no, I can't. As you know, from the parents, if you have a daughter, you're looking to the introduction ceremonies, the wedding. So he wondered why I chose the game. Because I was in school. He refused the game. I would go with a closet in the bag. And I trained from school without him noticing.
This whole changed when Nanzili won a silver medal at her first time of asking.
But the moment I had my first tournament, it was the intermediates 2018, he saw the clip. That's when he started getting interested. Yet I lost the game, but he told me, keep going, because I got a silver medal.
Shakila Mukungu, the Bombers female coach, says she knew from the onset that Nanzili would go places in boxing.
The moment a boxer shows you that he or she can spar with an opponent, that is already risking, okay? Because, you know, with girls, we fear, like, spoiling our faces. What? And, you know, each boxing club participated, looked for girls to train, and they competed among each other, and luckily enough, Nanzili was among the best boxers. Luckily enough, her points put her where she is right now. Mm. She's going to represent our country, and she's going to be the first female to represent Uganda. And me, personally, as Coach Shakira, as a female coach, I'm terribly excited.
18-year-old boxer Latifa Nakawesi says she's inspired by Nanzili's qualification to the Olympics.
It just encourages me to push myself so hard because I was being too behind. So now I need to go so hard. So right now she's better than me, but I'm also following up with her. Anytime I will catch up.
Mother of three, Juliet Nabunya, says she won't hesitate supporting her 15-year-old daughter to join the game of boxing.
Really, I didn't know whether we had a boxer, a female boxer, and she's a young girl. Lightweight. I think she's going to get a gold medal in Japan. Yeah, it's very okay if my girl decides to do that. Yeah, it's her will. Yeah, it's okay.
Ugandan sports reporter Regina Naluja says he's also excited Uganda will have a female boxer at this year's Olympics.
Being it's her first time to get on the world stage, and she's the first woman to qualify for Olympics from Uganda. She'll gain experience, actually she'll gain experience, but she'll have to work hard. Though we know at Olympics, slots for women, in some ways, some countries don't have boxers in some ways. So I expect maybe she'll get a bye in one of the bouts, but if she doesn't, I know she has to work hard throughout. And I know she'll try her best.
Nanzili says she's up to the task.
Just my name being written in the Olympic list of fixture, it's already an inspiration to the young ones. Now me bringing that gold medal, it will be a very much inspiration and more support to the young ladies, and parents would see the benefits and the good things in boxing.
Attack. Attack again. Down. Nice.
For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji, Kampala, Uganda.
My name is Nesli Catherine. I am the first female boxer from Uganda that will represent my country at the Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Thanks, Catherine, and good luck at the Tokyo Olympics.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Rain on me. tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C. Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight? Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry London, a man who's always ready to cross musical borders. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The field is now set for the round of 16 at the European Football Championship. Group play ended Wednesday. Let's take a look now at Wednesday's results. Spain spanked visiting Slovakia in Seville 5-0. Sweden edged Poland 3-2 in St. Petersburg, Russia. Portugal and France played to a 2-2 draw in Budapest, Hungary. And Germany and Hungary also played to a 2-2 draw in Munich. In Seville, a bizarre own goal by Slovakian goalkeeper Martin Dubravka gave the Spaniards the early spark they needed on the way to that big 5-0 win. The Spaniards are through to the knockout round of 16 and will play Croatia on June 28th. In St. Petersburg, Russia, two goals from Robert Lewandowski couldn't stop Poland from exiting the European Championship. Viktor Klaassen scored in stoppage time to give the Swedes the 3-2 victory. Sweden will play Ukraine on June 29th in the round of 16. In Budapest, Portuguese superstar Cristiano Ronaldo scored on two penalty kicks as his team drew 2-2 with the French. Both teams are through to the round of 16. Portugal will play Belgium on June 27th, and France will face Switzerland on June 28th. Getting back to Ronaldo, the Portugal star now has 5 goals at the European Championship, and he also extended his overall tournament record to 14 goals. Let's listen in now to some fan reaction in Budapest after that 2-2 draw between Portugal and France.
It was such a good game. Just the second meeting, the second part was just a little bit boring, but we love the game. We love Karim Benzema scored 2 goals. Yeah. We're so happy about that. So yeah, very happy. We're first, but we're a little bit sad for Hungary because it would be even a better night if
they beat better
tonight.
Yeah.
France, of course.
France.
Of course, Benzema is better than Ronaldo.
I'd say that it was a great game because both teams were approximately the same level, but. It was great to see Ronaldo scoring, even though he was on the other team. He's one of the greatest ever, so it was great to see him scoring. But I think we played a little bit better, like especially during the second half, because we scored a goal that wasn't a penalty. So
I think Portugal play more, but France is a good team with Mbappe. Mbappe was every time he give a ball. Crazy, but Ronaldo is the best of the world, the best of history. Ronaldo!
I'm happy. I feel like it's reopening after the COVID pandemic, or we are in between, but still it's good to be with the people, to talk English, and it's a nice feeling actually.
If you analyze, Portugal was better on the first half.
Yeah.
The second half was, I think, possession game. It's not... In the first half, Portugal was better than Iran.
In Munich, Leon Goretzka had a late goal for the Germans to salvage a 2-2 draw with Hungary. The Hungarians have been eliminated, while the Germans move on to play England on June 29th at Wembley Stadium in London. In the other round of 16 matches at the European Football Championship, Italy will take on Austria on June 26th. The Netherlands will play the Czech Republic on June 27th. And Wales will meet Denmark on June 26th.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
My name is Elizabeth Okumu, assistant captain and player, University of Nairobi Dynamite basketball team, and currently a player of Lioness, the Kenya national team. You're listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
In National Basketball Association playoff action Wednesday night, the Atlanta Hawks edged the host Milwaukee Bucks by 3 points in game one of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. The AP's Chuck Freeman reports from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
With each playoff road win, the Hawks are certainly gaining everyone's attention. They came into Milwaukee and took game one from the Bucks, 116-113. Trey Young with 48 points, guiding the Hawks from a 7-point deficit with 4 minutes left. Young and the Hawks stunned the Milwaukee crowd. He says he's always thrived on road games.
On the road in middle school, I was always loved playing on the road. I love playing against the opposing crowd, an opposing team, and it feels like you're with your team and it's just them.
It was Clint Capella's rebound basket with 29 seconds left that put the Hawks ahead for good.
We just play like we belong. Really aggressive the whole game, play with confidence. Everybody's fearless. And I think that this is the mentality that you need to have. This is the mentality that you tell yourself that the sky is the limit.
Capella had 12 points and 19 rebounds. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points for the Bucks. Game two is Friday night. Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
Thanks, Chuck. Giannis Antetokounmpo praised Atlanta guard Trey Young for his 48-point scoring outburst.
He's a great player. Like, he's going to score a bunch. You know, and he has the ball a lot in his hands. But we just got to make the stuff as possible. We got to be physical with him. We don't have to send it to the free throw line. Like, we just got to make it from the first minute to the last minute tough.
Meanwhile, the NBA's Western Conference Finals resume later Thursday night in Los Angeles, California. That's where the Los Angeles Clippers will host the Phoenix Suns in game three of their playoff series. Despite missing star guard Chris Paul, the Suns won the first two games on their home court in Phoenix. Paul was sidelined due to COVID-19 protocols, but he made the short flight to Los Angeles, and he could play tonight as the Suns try to take a commanding 3-0 lead. In more NBA news, Ime Udoka, a former player for Nigeria's national men's basketball team, reportedly will be the new head coach of the NBA's Boston Celtics club. Several reports say the 43-year-old Udoka is finalizing a deal with the Celtics. He has been working most recently as an assistant coach with the NBA's Brooklyn Nets team. Udoka played 316 games over 7 seasons with 5 NBA teams before he retired in 2012. Udoka then joined Greg Popovich's staff in San Antonio as an assistant coach and was with the Spurs for 7 seasons. Ime Udoka was born in the northwestern U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, but his father was born in Nigeria, which qualified him for Nigerian citizenship.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day.
Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 UTC on The Voice of America.
Thanks, Steve. That's my VOA colleague, Steve Miller. In more Olympic news, the 29-member refugee Olympic team for the Tokyo Games was recently announced. One of the athletes selected is Kimia Elizadeh, who hopes to make history again in Tokyo in the sport of taekwondo. VOA's Gwen Uten joins us now with more details. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Kimia Elizadeh became Iran's first female Olympic medalist in 2016 when she won bronze in taekwondo at the Rio Games. And she'll have a chance to medal again in Tokyo next month, but this time as a member of the Olympic refugee team. In January 2020, Elizadeh announced on social media that she was fleeing her home country because she no longer wanted to be part of, quote, hypocrisy, lies, injustice, and flattery. Last March, she spoke to Reuters News from her training camp and said despite making history as Iran's only female Olympic medalist, she needed to make a fresh start in a new country.
In Iran, I was the first athlete, first woman in taekwondo. I got a bronze medal in world championships and bronze medal in Olympic games. And I said with myself, so I can do different thing that nobody can do this. And I think it was my motivation. Taekwondo changed my life, you know, because after Olympics, after world championships, when I got a medal, I was the first athlete in Iran. And after that, all the people know me. And, you know, that was hard.
Elizadeh had several offers to compete for the Netherlands, Canada, Belgium, and Bulgaria, but the 22-year-old chose to settle in Germany, where she has been granted refugee status to compete on the Olympic refugee team. And Elizadeh says training has come easier now that she has a flag to compete under at the Summer Games.
You know, when your mind is calm and nothing in your mind, you can train very better. You can focus on your competitions, focus your training. And yes, now everything is okay. And I can. The important thing is I can have my personal life and my sport life together. And it's an important point, yeah.
This year's Olympics will feature an expanded refugee team of 29 athletes, up from the initial 10 that competed in 2016, who are from 11 countries, including Cameroon, Congo, Republic of Congo, Eritrea, Sudan, and South Sudan. The athletes will compete across 12 sports this summer, but during the team's virtual unveiling earlier this month, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, reminded the athletes that their role as an Olympian goes beyond winning gold.
Remember, dear friends, dear athletes, that you have somehow an additional responsibility, not just to do well in the competitions, which is the primary task that you have in Tokyo, but also to represent and make proud millions and millions of refugees and displaced people around the world that will be watching you and feel proud about what you will achieve.
We are less than 1 month away from the opening ceremony on July 23rd. Per tradition, the country of Greece will lead the parade of athletes as they enter the stadium, and the refugee team will be close behind in second under the white Olympic flag. We are getting closer, and that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. That wraps up the June 24th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.